Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen here with my sister-in-law, Laura Whiffler.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, so before we jump into our topic this morning, we just had a couple of housekeeping things we wanted to chat about. We've had a couple of compliments lately on our beautiful website, but we know that some of that is due to the fact that we've got gorgeous pictures that don't reflect probably what we look like in real life.
Oh, we look way better, you guys.
So we are just, thankful to Libby AC Studio, who took those shots for us. And definitely go check her out, especially if you're in the central Iowa area.
Yeah.
She is awesome and sweet and fun. You'll want to have coffee with her.
She's perfect. Perfect with kiddos, too. She's got a couple of her own, so she'll definitely know how to work with your family.
Yeah, and the other thing that we wanted to mention really quick is just what our show notes are. Did you guys know that we post a corresponding, I guess you could kind of call it a blog post, but it's on our website for each episode that we do. And our show notes have links to a lot of different resources and then, you know, posts that like maybe I've done or Laura has done on the topic. And just our whole show archive is there. So definitely go check that out. If you hear us talking, you're interested in what we're sharing and you want to learn more, that would be a place to start. That's what show notes are.
Yes, right on.
Okay, so today we are going to be talking about what is our responsibility when it comes to passing on our faith and what is not our responsibility or what we shouldn't feel guilty about. In our last episode...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, in our last episode... Sorry.
No worries. Go.
Laura and I are always chatting over Skype, and we have to, like, read each other's cues. Okay. What did we talk about in our last episode?
Yeah, that's what I was going to hit on.
I just totally blanked.
No worries. We wanted to talk about this specifically because last time it was... we were talking about what is mom's time worth, and we started to kind of drift into... you know, how to pass on your faith to your child into that territory. And so we thought, hey, that'd be a really good episode since I know it's a huge question that a lot of moms have. And, you know, as Em and I were talking, we realized there were kind of like two main areas that I think a lot of believing moms fall into. One of it would be sort of the hands-off approach, I guess, of believing that, you know, if I send my child to church each week and we do the classes and we do the right actions, then they'll be saved. Or, you know, we'll just trust that God will take care of the rest if, as long as I get them to the right checkpoints in life. And they're not as much, you know, doing and practicing things at home. And then there's that other side, which I think Emily and I definitely land on, and probably many of you as well, but just where you have this huge burden about your child's faith and that you really feel that, you know, I need to do all these things, this huge checklist of things in daily life. I need to model it. It just becomes this huge, heavy burden of guilt. And we live in somewhat of a fear of if I don't do the right things and if, you know, I don't make sure that my child understands how the gospel impacts their everyday life, then, you know, they may not become a believer. They, you know, we just carry this heavy guilt and burden for feeling like we're shouldering that responsibility.
Yeah, and I think when you live there, basically every day becomes this roller coaster of, you know, pride and despair, and you get to the end of the day, and if you've, you know, talked to your kids about Jesus, and you've done all these, you know, discipline little things, you kind of feel like, huh, I can take a deep breath. Or you see some fruit in their life, you can go, huh, okay, might turn out okay. But if you've, you know, spoken harshly with them, or you've ignored them, or you haven't, you know, spent the time, at the end of the day, it's like, oh, nothing is going to turn out good in their life, and it's all going to be my fault, and I'm ruining my children, and wow, we can just really repeat some bad lies. So we don't want to get stuck there, though. Because neither of those ways is kind of the right answer.
Right.
There is a third way, and it's just being faithful to what God has called us to do as moms and then trusting Him for the work of salvation and the work of changing them.
Exactly. We have no guarantee that God is going to save our children. Like we ourselves, can't cause that to happen, but we can obey God one day at a time with the help of the Holy Spirit, to help shape our children's hearts so that they have a great foundation. And that's what we're really laying here is we are drawing a foundation for the future. And one quote Em and I like is from Matt Chandler, and he says something along the lines of, our job isn't to save our children, it's to teach them about Jesus, putting kindling around their hearts, as much kindling around their hearts as we possibly can, so the Holy Spirit can come in and ignite the fire. And so that is our charge as mothers.
Yeah, amen. That is a really important job, and I think the first question that comes to mind when we start to ask, well, what does it look like to be faithful, or what is it that we're supposed to be faithful to do as mothers? And surprisingly, as you read scripture and develop an understanding of God's charge and His vision for moms, it's really not super specific. It's
Yeah.
not down to the details of
Which
like.
I wish it was, right? Don't we all wish it was?
It's really pretty general, and then it's left up to us and our families and our own individual communities to know what that looks like. But just some examples Laura and I wanted to go through of what we're supposed to be faithful to do is we're supposed to teach our children about who God is and the words that He's spoken to us in the Bible. We're supposed to be pointing them to the gospel, sharing Christ with them throughout just like all the everyday moments. We're supposed to be training them in wisdom. What's the difference between wisdom and foolishness? And disciplining them. That is a huge one that the Bible talks about. And just, we're supposed to be, requiring them to obey us. That's really hard, but important. That's a really clear command in the Bible. And just like loving them like Christ has loved us and having that posture of mercy towards them, but also just seeing the long view. I know Laura always talks to me about that, about making the choices that are going to be the best for their long-term spiritual health and not just giving them what they want.
And those feel like really big asks. I mean, I feel like as a mom, like when you really start to think about each of those tasks, that's where I think that guilt and burden can come from, because it's like, well, how do I do that? And what if I miss a day, or things like that? And really, it's not about having a perfect track record or making sure that like all at once all of these things are being fulfilled, but it's an overarching vision for your family is to apply these few things that Emily talked about, and there are others too, but one big way that you can do that is really sitting down and talking with your husband, and we're going to get into more detail on how to build a vision for your family in a later episode. But it's having maybe another way of putting it is like a passion area for your family. And we want to talk, or we want to be moms who intentionally pass down our faith to our children, and that is done like on a daily basis, and then it's also like done over a lifetime, like Emily was saying. And so kind of the daily stuff would look like maybe family quiet times, listening to Christian music, going to church on a weekly basis, talking to them. I know we've had a few episodes where we've just talked about how we just weave God into the everyday as we talk about the trees or like, I don't know, how things work or how people are made. And but then in the big way throughout a lifetime, that's a really, actually really fun thing, something that excites me when you look at how you can cast a vision for a lifetime. And, that can be for a family who, let's say, they're really passionate about pro-life. And so they do things surrounding that of going to clinics and praying or working there or meeting with moms, or maybe it's just like your kid's in public school and like you are really passionate about reaching people in the public school, and so you're on PTA and you're volunteering and you're involved in a lot of things. Maybe it's a certain hospitality type of thing where I know my brother and our sister-in-law, they're really passionate about internationals and inviting them into their home. And they open their home all the time and have people in, and they want to show their children God's love through hosting internationals in their home and just having open doors. And so, you know, you can do, build that vision for your family around things that interest you and your husband and are going to make a long-term impact on your children who grow up someday and say, yeah, my parents really showed Christ to these people or this through this, doing these type of acts. And I saw that daily as I grew up.
Yeah. And I think you have to live it. And, you know, a huge part of being faithful is just keeping your own faith, you know, with the Lord, which is really what Laura is saying. We each have our own individual, you know, passions and desires in the way we're sharing the gospel and living that out. And then our children watch that, as well as, you know, receive more of maybe the formal instruction from us. And I think the other point we really wanted to make is that faithfulness is not, doesn't mean that you have a perfect track record as a mom. And faithfulness isn't perfection. It is coming back to your mission or your vision or your goals over and over and over again with just persistent stubbornness and continuing to pray and repent and just say, Lord, I messed up today, or, you know, I haven't done this correctly. Because I'll just give an example, like, you know, maybe we shared about our learning box, like in the gospel or teaching your children about Jesus episode. And well, I started homeschooling with the kids not that long ago, and like I just totally fell off the wagon. And I had that moment that we all have where you can go, should I just stop doing that? I mean, that was kind of like a burden. And
the easy,
you know,
way out.
Yeah. And I just kind of said, you know, no, what it's about is going back to what we said was important to us.
Yes.
And it's hard, but just because I haven't done it for 2 weeks doesn't mean I cannot sit back down and do it again. And so this last Monday, I sat back down and I got it back out, and it was like, sorry, kids, we haven't done this in a while, but it's coming back, you know? So I think it's just faithfulness is kind of stubbornness about this area.
It is. We want to be moms that are super stubborn, you know, and that this is something that we do not give up on, we don't quit on, that I feel like we could be like one of those Fitspiration people, you know, how they're like, you know, fit your workout in, get it in the last 20 minutes of the day, be dedicated. And, you know, I feel like that kind of thing, like a lot of the things that they say ring so true for like how we want to be passing the gospel on to our children. And so know that, like, Emily and I, we are so not perfect at this. We really do, like, it is a daily thing where we are repenting and coming back and saying, let's start over again. You know, we're going to try new. Every day is new. And so we want to encourage you that even if you haven't been doing these things, or you've not done them for a few months, like, this is a great day to start and to get back into that. And you can look into that. I forget what episode it is, but it's called Teaching Your Children About Jesus. Pretty simple. If you're looking for some ways to kind of jumpstart that, or maybe you've never done it before, that would be a great episode to listen and see, like, okay, just choose one thing too. And because we do not want to be a place where you feel overwhelmed or you feel like this is just too much, these people have too high of standards. We really want the gospel to be accessible to you and to realize how, like, this is too important to not weave into your everyday, and that it is possible to weave into your everyday. And so look at motherhood as a slow reward, and something that you are just building this heritage over time for your children. And just be consistent, moms, to just come back to the cross. God knows you screwed up already anyway, so tell him, and then move forward in freedom and being able to do these things.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the gospel for us as moms right there, that, again, just a reminder, we keep saying this, like, your identity is not found in how you are performing as a mom. Your identity is just rooted securely in Christ. You are a daughter of God. You have been fully redeemed. God has put your, you know, all of the wrath and the punishment you deserve for not being a great parent on Christ. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't give us excuse to go on and say, oh, he's paid my penalty, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. But he's paid my penalty. How merciful God is. How gracious he is to me. I get to walk in freedom regardless of what I do. And so because of that, I want to
exactly
serve God by telling my children about this great God that we have. Yep. That cleanses us from our sins, even when we do, you know, don't do what we're supposed to do. And yep. He is just so good. And that is the heart that we want to have. And then when we have yes. that heart, we are going to do what we need to do. We're going to do enough.
Yep.
And, well, not enough to whatever. I was just getting ready to go into a bad tangent, Laura. Stop me. Stop me.
Okay, I will jump in. The point is, when you understand what Christ did for you, you cannot help but to spread that to everyone. When that truly is, when you yeah. understand deeply and truly the magnitude of what Christ did for you, that is something that just overflows out of you and to your children. So we, I think that about wraps up our show today. We want to encourage you guys to, if you'd like, head to our website, risenmotherhood.com. Check out the show notes. We'll have a little bit more information on how you can do that, maybe a link to that last episode that we've referenced, and you guys can get recharged into wanting to pass your faith on to your children. And then also, you know, one thing, head over to Facebook and give us a like if you think about it. That's like kind of where we're pushing out a lot of our shows, and as well as Twitter. So those are the two mm-hmm. mediums that we're on. I know we often just say, hey, head to our show notes for social media as well. But that's the mediums that we're on, and we'd love to connect with you guys there. So, and then finally, of course, you can find us in iTunes and all the podcasting apps and streaming things. So definitely check those out if you have a chance to subscribe.
All right. Thanks, guys.